Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend tri-state forecast, sun and clouds today, about 85. Tomorrow, partly sunny, less humid, 85. Sunday, sunny, lower 80s. Back to work Monday will be sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s. We'll have the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. As we spoke with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American earlier this week, the Sharon Let Them Eat Cake auction rakes in $50,000. The 26 confectionery entries were intricately designed and executed similar to how paintings are created. It was more like an art show than an auction held by the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. It drew on local bakers to donate a cake. Held under a tent of the Society's grounds on the town green, the auction also featured hors d'oeuvres and drinks. Robert Lindgren and Morel Rogers were co-chairs of the event. About $50,000 gross revenue was raised, according to them. Two of the entries each garnered $2,000 each. One was a strawberry shortcake using all local ingredients baked by Emma Isakoff, the pastry chef at Troutbeck Resort in Amenia. The other was Rebecca Baum's cherry cheesecake made with local cherries. Four other cakes sold for $1,000 or more. The proceeds just from the sale of the cakes totaled over $20,000. In Great Barrington, the world's most popular aviation magazine highlighted the town airport, noting a handful of things to do after landing at the Walter J. Galdaza Airport, or also known as the Great Barrington Airport, the Mehewi Performing Arts Center, W.E.B. Du Bois National Historic Site, Great Barrington Eats, the Guthrie Center, Monument Mountain, and Barrington Hotel, included in the magazine's July 1st Destinations piece by Jonathan Welsh, a private pilot and former reporter, editor, and columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Flying circulation is $160,000 for each print issue, and $410,000 on its website, according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, in a story about the magazine's purchase by a Chattanooga businessman last year. It also has 450,000 followers on social media. The airport lately has been under scrutiny over a couple of residents live locally over noise and other issues. It pre-exists zoning rules allowing it to operate in a rural residential area without town permitting. Couple of residents launched a legal battle that could try to shut the airport down, and that is pending in court. Well, Maplebrook School is back with an art show. After 2 years of not being able to have the art shows because of COVID restrictions, Chris Keene is presenting the paintings of Carl T. Linden for a limited time only at Maplebrook School's AIM Gallery on Route 22. Linden spent the last years of his life in Amenia, New York, living with his daughter Anne. The opening is today from 6 to 8 p.m. in the AIM Gallery located at Alumni Hall on the main campus. If you can't make the show at this time, contact the school for an appointment at artgallery@maplebrookschool.org or contact Jessica at 845-373-9511, extension 253. Some things going on this weekend. Well, the Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series at the gazebo behind the Town Hall on Main Street continues. Wanda Houston Band takes center stage. That is tonight from 5:30 till 7:15 p.m. The Sandersfield Arts Center presents a multi-ukulele fest. That comes up tomorrow. The free event begins at 4 p.m. with a performance featuring singer-songwriter Bernice Lewis and members of the Berkshire Ukulele Band. Northwest Passage will be at Rudd Pond on Saturday at 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Homespun Summer Fun, the Millerton Library Summer Concert Series hosting music at Rudd Pond. The setting is under a huge oak tree with the pond in the background. Now, meanwhile, Falls Village is a place to be this weekend as well. The D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village hosting the Artists and Crafts Market at the library's lawn Saturday and a giant tag sale at the center on Main Saturday and Sunday. 10 to 3, both events are part of the Discover Falls Village weekend, highlighting the businesses, cultural offerings, and local artisans in the second smallest town in the state, most within walking distance along the classical New England town center on Main Street. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad is back with their pancake breakfast. That comes up this Sunday from 7:30 until 10:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. $7 per takeout includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, sausage, and bacon. A Falls Village car and motorcycle show on Sunday from 10 till 3 all throughout the town of Falls Village. Food, live music, vendors, and entertainment, something for everybody in that village setting. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu and also dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,384.55. The NASDAQ at 11,621.35. And the S&P 500 at 3902.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.